From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Any news?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'm going to be on Martha Stewart's show this Friday.
Are you going to cook?
Fortunately, she did not ask me anything to do with food. But it's a segment about crosswords, and it was taped last week, and I think it'll look good.
Oh, that's a good thing. What else?
Very good. And I also wanted to mention the Sunday Times crossword today has one of the youngest contributors ever. His name is Oliver Hill. He's 17 years old, a high school senior, and he lives a block and a half from me.
No kidding. Oh, man, I'm going to be embarrassed if I can't solve this one, boy. Well, you left us with an interesting challenge last week, and it's kind of interesting that TV shows figured in. Remind us what it was.
Yes, I said take the title Candid Camera. If you write down the first appearance of each letter, ignoring any repeats, in the order these letters appear, you get C-A-N-D-I-M-E-R. And I said by doing the same thing to the title of what other well-known TV program do you get the letters S-E-A-M-T-R?
What's your answer?
The answer is Sesame Street.
Oh, nice. We had over 3,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Barbara Harris from Carbondale, Illinois. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you do in Carbondale?
I'm a student at the university. I study plant and soil science.
Oh, really? What do you want to do with that once you graduate?
I want to get my master's degree because I don't really know what I want to do with that when I graduate.
But you seem to be someone, obviously, who loves plants. And
indeed. Thank you. I do.
Lovely. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, technically playing since about December of last year.
Hmm. Wow. And you know what happens, so you're ready to play, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Barbara. Barbara, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Barbara, today's puzzle is called Seeing Stars. I'm going to give you anagrams of the names of some constellations. You name the constellations. For example, if I said Ray, R-A-Y, plus L, you would say Lyra, L-Y-R-A.
Oh, man. I don't know my constellations.
I don't really either, so we're going to have to really stretch our brain for this.
Then I guess Will will be the star of this show, right? Okay, Will.
Here's a hint. Many of the answers are also the names of signs of the zodiac. Number one is Sire, S-I-R-E, plus A.
Aries.
Aries is right. Number two is Bail, B-A-I-L, plus R.
Libra,
good. Iron, I-R-O-N, plus O.
Orion,
good. C-A-R-D, plus O.
Virgo.
No, but hold that answer. C-A-R-D.
C-A-R-D, pardon me.
C-A-R-D plus O.
It's the constellation Dragon.
Really?
Draco?
Yeah. Draco, is it?
Draco.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Next one is Voir, as in French for to see. V-O-I-R plus G.
Remember your last answer, Barbara?
Virgo.
Yeah. Virgo, yes, very good. Sutra, S-U-T-R-A, plus U.
Hmm.
Also the name of a sign of the zodiac.
Taurus.
Taurus is it, good.
That's my zodiac, too.
There you go. You must have a birthday around now, right?
Yes, I do, in a few weeks.
Okay.
Try this one. Pauses, P-A-U-S-E-S, plus G. And this is a horse in Greek mythology.
Pegasus
is right. Rosarium, R-O-S-A-R-I-U-M, plus N, as in Nancy. And just to let you know, a rosarium is a rose garden.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, oh yes, I guess you would know that. And this is a two-word answer. Rosarium plus N.
Is it Ursa Minor?
Ursa Minor, good. And here's your last one. Macaronis, M-A-C-A-R-O-N-I-S, plus J. This is also a two-word answer. And I'll give you a hint. It's the constellation with the star Sirius, the dog star in it.
Hmm. This is a tough one here.
And I'll give you another hint. It's Latin for greater dog. Your last one ended in minor. This one ends
major.
Major, right. And then you got five
Canis?
Letters left. Canis major.
Canis
good job.
Canis major. Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Barbara, you could minor in stars, you know?
Oh, thank you.
Nice work. Nice work. Now, to tell you about the gifts you'll get for playing our puzzle today, we have some special guests. This past week, NPR held its annual Take Your Kids to Work Day. So here are three of the children who visited, beginning with Aman Ardalan.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus,
the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2.
Will Shorts' Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
And you also heard from Danny Rushlow and Brendel Mitchell. Barbara, tell us, how do you listen to us?
Oh, we usually listen by podcast, but our member station is WSIU.
All right, give a shout-out to WSIU. Barbara Harris from Carbondale, Illinois, thanks a lot for playing a puzzle with us today.
Thank you, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
She was great, man. She knew her constellations. All right, what's the challenge for next week, sir?
Yes, it comes from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. If you insert a long E sound after the first letter of bond, phonetically you get beyond. And if you insert a long E sound after the first letter of renter, you get re-enter. Now name something found in outer space. Insert a long E sound after the first letter. You'll name a resident of a major American city. What words are these? So again, something found in outer space. Insert a long E after the first letter. You'll name a resident of a major American city. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.